Hello, my name is Chris Enns. I run Lemon Productions, a podcast editing and production business, and this is my story. Today is Monday, July 8th, 2019. So when I recorded the last episode, I was talking about, or complaining about, I guess, depending on your perspective on it, getting a vacation, taking a vacation, having a vacation, any sort of get away from work. And I knew in advance that we were doing this, but last week we actually got to spend the week up at a family cabin. And I knew that was happening, but there is a certain amount of like stress involved in leaving my work, at least my office where my computer is that I do all my podcast editing production work on. And I have a laptop that I can take with me, and there's internet up at the cabin. It's way slower, but it works. And my laptop certainly works. But with audio, as with video work, there's any sort of media work on a computer, files are rather large. And if I don't remember to take the right ones with me, pack them up either on Dropbox or actually on my laptop, then I'm stuck basically. And so when prepping for a trip like that, getaway, I was planning to do work while we were there. I knew that I needed to do some work and I wasn't going to take, you know, the whole time off. Probably worked out of the 5-day work week, I guess, probably 2.5 sort of days, but spread out over those 5 days. And I just got a notice from my wife that the propane tank is empty at home. So I'm going to have to cut this one short, I think. But I probably worked, 2.5 days of the 5 maybe spread out. And all in all, worked well. There was one little minor emergency with one client where they wanted to add some stuff into a podcast that I had thought was already done and sent to them for proofing. And so obviously they have time. They're well within their rights to request things to be changed or added. And luckily, using Rogue Amoeba's Fission app, actually, I was able to insert it without losing any audio quality, insert the stuff they needed, and all was good. But certainly, there's just a stress that comes. It's not even like a money stress in that situation. I'm not worried about losing income. I'm not really worried about missing out on opportunities because most, if not all, of my opportunities come via email or Twitter for new client work and things like that. So it's not that I'm worried about a storefront per se where someone might come up and be disappointed that I'm closed for the week or something like that. But it's kind of just the inability to fully decompress, disconnect, I think. Disconnect from work in the preparation and lead up to a vacation or a getaway, and then also while I'm there. And like it's, you know, you certainly shut it off and sitting around in the sand with my kids or out on a boat or whatever, all that kind of stuff, you kind of forget about it for a while, but it definitely is kind of like lingering in the back of your mind. And so there's this tension, I guess, of yes, I have the freedom to go anywhere and work from anywhere, but my work also has the freedom to go anywhere and come anywhere with me. That can sometimes be, you know, kind of tiring. And every so often, like today, actually, I was just editing an episode of a client's podcast, the Transistor.fm podcast called Build Your SaaS, where Justin and John, who run Transistor.fm, the podcast hosting service I use for a lot of clients, they were talking about finding a co-founder and working with someone, a partner in your business. And they found each other, obviously, and they worked together. And John recently quit his job to go full-time with Transistor, and I'm just kind of talking about that. And it kind of led me to thinking about, which I have from time to time, the idea of like a partner or a co-founder or whatever in what I'm doing, and where would they fit and what skills would they bring that I don't have and skills that I have that they don't have, so that we'd make for a nice match. And, there's a lot of like anxiety even over the idea of opening my business, let's say, my clientele, the thing that I've built thus far up to someone else. Even if I was hiring someone as an employee or whatever, there'd still be some anxiety over releasing what I do and handing that over to someone else to represent me. But by the same token, a lot of the stress and worry of the future, of what I should be doing, what I am doing right now, how I market myself, what kind of efforts I make in that area, and even just having someone to like take the load a bit when it gets a little overwhelming at times when a bunch of people have a bunch of stuff all that they all need at the same time. It could be kind of nice having someone to be like, hey, can you edit this episode? Because I'm busy over here dealing with this other issue. And also like future planning, where I have someone to bounce ideas off of. Should we do this? Should we do that? A lot of that is done in my own head or over a supper conversation with my wife as our kids are doing their own thing and kind of 5 different conversations happening all at the same time. So not that I'm looking for a co-founder or interested in hiring anytime soon. But those are just some of the thoughts in my head as I start back into work this week. Get caught up to speed and caught up with the work that I was putting off a bit, stuff that wasn't immediately needed or urgent from clients, as well as personal work for marketing, email newsletter stuff I'm trying to start up with Lemon Productions again. That's a tough one as a solo person who I enjoy writing, but I don't love it. And so it always gets pushed back, any sort of like marketing efforts like that. If there's a video that I have to promote, a YouTube video or a new client podcast that I can promote on my portfolio page or whatever, I'll happily spend time writing that up, but not just writing newsletters and trying to like promote Lemon Productions as a thing, because it feels weird talking about the business as well as when it's really just myself and me and promoting myself. And that's a thing I struggle with. But that's where working with someone, or if I was partnered with someone, a co-founder or an employee, whatever, any of those things, handing that off. And also then it's an us instead of a me. That certainly appeals to me, but not in any position yet to start hiring or handing over any of the money. That's another scary part, right? Is handing over any of the income that I have where it feels like we're barely getting by some months. Why would I want to subject myself to sharing that with anybody else and making life more stressful as it is? All right, I got to get some propane. Thank you for listening. You can find all the details for this show on the web at podcast.lemonproductions.ca, including the various ways you can subscribe. You can reach me on Twitter at iChris, or feel free to send me an email, chris@lemonproductions.ca. This episode was written, directed, edited, produced, and mixed by me, Chris Enns. And my theme song is from Sounds Like an Earful Music Supply. This episode's lemon food is lemon gelato in honor of Beppe's Gelato, I think that's how you say it, which opened up around the corner from me here on Broadway Avenue in Saskatoon. You can follow the link to their Facebook page, facebook.com/Beppe's Gelato, and tell them you heard about it on this podcast. I haven't actually been over there yet myself even, but hope to this summer. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.